Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Numbers, the 21st chapter. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." This is the text, my dear brother and sister. The words probably still ring in our heads from mom and dad saying, "Now hold still, you will only make it worse." A splinter from a finger, a thorn in a foot, or a bug bite in the place back there where we cannot reach, but the bug reached it. It's hard to hold still. When we are in trouble, we'd rather get out of it immediately without going through the protocol of holding still. And yet there are situations in life in which we cannot help ourselves. We need intervention from others. Sin is one such instance. We cannot get rid of it ourselves. The Israelites in our text learned that. They had to hold still and look at the serpent of bronze on the pole that Moses had lifted up. And then the snake bite would be neutralized. The Israelites of our text were not quick learners, were they? They started to complain just about as soon as they had left Egypt. They had nothing going for themselves in Egypt. They were slaves. They could not own property. They could not even speak their own language in public. They had to throw away their boys because Egypt was too afraid that they were going to become too big of a power to control. And from that deadly situation, God frees them. Through Moses, God leads them out into the desert on the way to the Holy Land. And as soon as the first problem appeared, called Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army coming fast from the back, they said, "So that's why you brought us here, to kill us here. We miss Egypt already." And they cried out to God. They rebelled against God. Moses talked to God, "I didn't give birth to all these children. They are yours. You deal with them." And God did. God showed Moses a way out that nobody could even have imagined. You and I sometimes find ourselves in situations that are impossible. We cannot even imagine a situation. We cannot think of anything plausible to get out of trouble. And then God presents us the solution by grace. Here, God interferes. "Moses, strike the water with your rod and divide it." Oh, what a solution. Now they were from Pi Hahiroth on this side where the problem laid. They went through the sea and to the other site called Baal Zephon. And if you look back in your life to every Pi Hahiroth that you had faced, God supplied a Baal Zephon. To every problem, a solution. To every sin, forgiveness. Every sin, forgiveness. The Israelites complained 14 times. 13 times, God just let it go by, and when they said, "Yeah, we have sinned," God forgave. But not this time. This time, God sent a punishment. And God punished them by bringing out wild fiery snakes. And the more that they danced and jumped around the snakes, the more they got bitten. They could not free themselves from the snakes. Kind of like you and I cannot free ourselves from our sin. We need an interference from outside of us, such as the only effective interference provided by Christ, the forgiveness of sins. We look to Him. We have to hold still. Let's throw off sin that so easily entangles, says the author to Hebrews. Let's throw it off. Let's throw it at the foot of Christ's cross. That's where sin is treated. The cross is a sin treating station. And sin is neutralized. The bite of the snake is not going to kill us. Sin is going to be removed. That's the work of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As simple as that. The Israelites complained and got away with it 13 times. They rebelled against God, but the 14th time God had enough. There is a psalm that says, He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. Right? God is not trigger happy in the department of accusation. Aha, I caught you again. God is not seated on a throne far away with binoculars looking at us to see every detail of our life and see if there is something wrong and then nail us for it. He will not always accuse. He lets us get by with things. But the Holy Spirit is there, advising, counseling, and directing us, enlightening us with God's gifts. And we better listen to Him. God just might let snakes loose to hurt us, to drive us back to the cross. Unless we accept the Lord's remedy of His love, His forgiveness, His grace, we will have to deal with sin ourselves. And that's disastrous. We can't do it. We won't live. The snake on the pole is a prototype of Christ. Christ was lifted up. And when that evening, that dark night in which Nicodemus comes to Jesus so nobody would see him talking to Jesus, he says, How can I live? And Jesus said, The Son of Man must be lifted up just like Moses' snake. And then you will live. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Last Sunday we talked about that proto-science or that proto-philosophy called alchemy, and how people were poring over their lab works, trying to come up with a formula to transform base metals into gold. Didn't work. In the lab next door, there was another bunch of losers trying to find the fountain of youth. Didn't work either. But in Christ, we have it. And you will have eternal life. Instead of being then judgmental on our poor Israelites, let's look at our own record in our own lives. How often have we doubted God? How often have we rebelled against Him? How often have we embraced sin rather than the righteousness that He wants us to live? The Israelites complained then 14 times, and I think my personal best record is better than 14. More than 14. Yes, every thought of any doubt, of mistrust, is a rebellion against God. But that too is forgiven in Christ. We are just grateful that the Lord God takes away sin. And he does so through his Son, Jesus Christ. Through Christ alone do we have forgiveness, life, and salvation. But not only us and everybody else that is being bitten by the snakes that is exposed to sin. And that is everyone born of a woman. We have some job to do, don't we? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.